Okay, let's get started. Today's daf is Menachos Daf Tesvav. We are holding up the Mishnah on Daf Yudalad and Bey. So says the Mishnah, Nitmeis Achas Min HaChalos or Echad Min HaSadarim. If one of the Chalos or one of the Sadarim becomes Tamei, meaning yesterday we discussed if you Shechted Shnei Kvasim to eat one of the Chalos L'machar, you had a Machsheves Pigel on one of the Chalos, or a Machsheves Pigel on one of the Sadarim and the Lechem upon him. That was the Mishnah on Yud Gimel and Bey. Now we're talking about one of them becomes Tamei. So Rabbi Yudah Mishnei Yetzil Beis HaSreifa, Rabbi Yudah says they both get burnt. They both are yotzei the beis hasreifa, even the one that didn't become tamei. She'ein karban tzibur chaluk, because we never split a karban tzibur in two. So it's if half it goes the beis hasreifa, all of it goes the beis hasreifa. V'cham momrim hatamei b'tumaso v'atar yeachel. No, the tamei one is tamei, and therefore that's the one that gets burnt. But the tara one gets eaten because that's the halacha is the tara one is completely tara. There's no reason why we should burn it. That's what the chacham say. Now within the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, it's a little bit difficult. The Brisker Rav points out the mashmaus of the lashon of shnei yetzil beis hasreifa is that the din of the sreifas hachala or the seder that became tamei and the din of the sreifas hachala or the seder that did not become tamei are one and the same. That they would have the same exact din. However, the Brisker Rav points out that that is a little bit strange because the chala and the seder that becomes tamei have a psula guf, they're pasul begufam, and therefore they should be burnt right away. The chala and the seder that had not become tamei don't have a psula guf, and therefore the halacha is generally speaking that you're not allowed to burn them until achetu avar tsurasam. Warm psachim daflam dalam beis kol she psula begufo yisariv miad. Anything that has a psula guf, you burn right away. But if the psul is in the dam or in the bailim or something like that, then you first have to have ibur tzura before it goes to beis hasreifa. What does that mean? How you ma'aber tzurasan? So Rashi over there in Psachim Defayin Gimel says ibur tzura is a psulina. You leave it overnight till you could be guaranteed that now it's definitely possible. Now that it had a lina, now it's definitely possible. And then you burn it. So it's a little bit difficult how we could say the sreifa of the two of them are the same, asks the Brisker Rav. One you burn right away, one you need to go through psalina first. You need to leave it overnight. So the Brisker Rav says, even though the din of Shrefa Sachala, of the burning of the Chala and the Seder that became Tameh, is Chal right away after it becomes Tameh, nevertheless, since the Chala becomes tamei on when are we talking about the kifsei atzeres? We're talking about on Shavuos shtei lechem. So it becomes tamei on yantif. And when are we talking about with the lechem apanim? We're talking about on Shabbos. It becomes tamei on Shabbos. So the halacha is you don't burn kachem on Shabbos and yantif, nor on the night following Shabbos and yantif, because you don't burn it at night at all. So it turns out that the only time you're going to be able to burn even the ones that became tamei is the next day. So by then the Torah wants any burtzura. So the Brisker Rav points out that's why you're burning them at the same time. Really, the halachos are different, but the practicality, the way it plays out practically, because it happens to be Shabbos Yantif, it's going to be the same. You're going to burn it at the same time. Brisker Rav points out that this is only true, however, if you assume that they don't burn kachim at night. The Rambam in Psulei HaMikdash in Parakitah says, you don't burn barsa kachim shenosar, except for during the daytime. And the Kesef Mishnah says, the din of pigel and nosar are the same. You would only burn it at night. At daytime, you never burn it at night. However, Rabbi Akiva Eger is medayek that that's only by pigel and nosar, but basar shenitma you're allowed to burn even at night. So Brisker Rav says if we accept that you can burn basar shenitma even at night, then we're back to our problem, because if you're allowed to burn it at night, then the din of the burning of the one that became tameh with the one that did not become tameh should not be the same. The one that did not become tameh should wait till the next day. The one that became tameh should be burnt right away. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Lazar, machlokas l'fnei zrika. This whole machlokas in the Mishnah, whether you burn both of them or only that which became tamei, is all before zrika. But that's referring to the case of the chalos of the kivsei atzeres. That if one of them became tamei before you did the zrika sadam on the keves. Or the parallel in the Lechem Apanim is one of them becomes tamei before you do the haktaras avazichin, which is the parallel to zrika. Avliachar zrika divrayakol b'tumasa v'atar yeachal hatamei b'tumasa v'atar yeachal. But it, once you've done the zrika, if one of the breads become tamei, or one of the sedarim of Lechem Apanim become tamei, then everyone would agree the one that became tamei is tamei, fine, and you get rid of it. The one that becomes tahar still you're allowed to eat once the zrika is over. So says Gemara, "Lefnei zrika b'may pligi." What is the yisoda machlokas before the zrika and the issue of before the zrika? So Rav Papa b'tzitz meratza al achilus kamitzki. The yisoda machlokas is whether the tzitz is meratza on achilos. Rabbanan savri atzitz meratza al achilos. Rabbi Yudah savri ena tzitz meratza al achilos. What does this mean? So Rashi, Rabbanan savri atzitz meratza al tumas achilos kohanim lemahavi zrika, that the tzitz is meratza on tuma of achilos kohanim in the sense that the mahavi zrika shenizrika alein zrika ma'al yisa, in the sense that with the zrika that is done on them, is considered a valid zrika. Umiyu ki meratza tzitz lemahavi korban ma'al ba'achila. All the tzitz meratza would do for you is to make it a valid korban, but it doesn't allow that which is tamei to be eaten. So essentially what we're saying is, according to the Rabbanan, the tzitz is meratza enough to make the rest of the korban that did not become tamei okay, to make it that you're able to eat the other breads that did not become tamei. Rabbi Yudah says no, the tzitz is not meratza on those things that get eaten, and therefore the korban as a whole remains puzzle, and the whole thing is disqualified all at once. Just some general background. The Psul Tuma is one of the Psulim that we have in the Torah by Karbanos. Psul Tuma is said both in regard to a Karban, that if the Dam or the Emurim or the Basar of a Karban become Tame, it becomes puzzle, and in regard to the Kohen who does the Avodah. Also there's a Psul Tuma, that if he is Tame, he's puzzle to do the Avodah Sakarbanos. The only thing is there's a big difference between a Psul Tuma and all the other Psulim. When it comes to the Psul Tuma, even by a Karban Yachid, the Torah has a chiddush that there's such a thing called ritzui tzitz, that the tzitz can be meratza, the tzitz can cover for a psul tuma. Where do we know this from the Torah? Pasuk says in Shmos Perchav Ches, v'nasa Aaron es avona kachim. In regards to the tzitz, it says Aaron carries on that the avona kachim. So which avona is it talking about? So the Gemara says later on Daf Chafei, that it's got to be thank you. That it's got to be that we must be referring to the avon of tuma. That it has to be tuma. That it's meratza for. So the tzitz is meratza on the tuma's dam, the tuma's komet, tuma's lavona that are omeid b'makom zrikas adam shebezevach. However, on tuma's olin, on that which is niktar on the mizbeach, like a muria karbanos, that there's a machlokas in the Gemara where the tzitz is meratza for those tumos. Most of the shittos seem to assume it is meratza. There's also machlokas in the Gemara, and this is our Gemara, where the tzitz is meratza on achilos, meaning when there's tumah in the basar of the carbon that gets eaten, or in the breads that get eaten, is the tzitz meratza on those things. That is a machlokas in the Gemara. The Gemara says the tzitz is not meratza, except the tzitz is only meratza on the tumas ha-carbon that's nikrav, not on tumas ha-guf of the kohen that's makriv. Tzitz is only meratza when the tumas on the carbon, not when the tumah is on the Kohen. So even if the tzitz is meratza on the dam and the olin and the achilos, the din is not going to be the same when the tzitz is meratza on the dam and the olin and when it's meratza on the achilos. When the tzitz is meratza on the dam, so then mamish makes it, it's matirit for its mitzvah to do zrikas adam. With the tzitz is meratza on the olin, there's machlokas rishonim if you're allowed to actually be makto the emurim bitumasam, or you're not allowed to be makto the emurim bitumasam, it just doesn't ruin the karban. When the tzitz is meratza on the achilos, it's pashut that it's still usher to eat that which is tameh. And again, that's our Gemara. That's what we're saying. Machlokas is whether the tzitz is meratza on the achilos. Even if you hold, yes, the tzitz is meratza on the achilos, it's still not going to be meratza to the extent that you're going to be allowed to eat that which is tameh. That which is tameh is going to remain aser. So that is the basic halacha of tzitz meratza. So what we've had so far is a statement of Rav Papa. What are they arguing about? What are the Tanaim arguing about in our Mishnah? So Rav Papa said the machlokas is based on tzitz meratza l'achilos or ain't tzitz meratza l'achilos. Now what the Gemara is going to do is going to have three questions against Rav Papa, and then we're going to conclude that Rav Papa is incorrect, that there must be another possibility of what they're arguing about. Question number one on Rav Papa. Amrli Rav Huna b'Rav Nasan Rav Papa v'ha'olin da tzitz meratza ala olin. What about the olin, like we just said, that which goes on the mizbeach? mizbeach. The tzitz is mratza on that which goes up on the mizbeach. Upligi, and we have the same machlokas. Tetanya nitma echad min abezichin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer shneim yasu betumel fishen korban sibur chaluk. That if one of the vazichin becomes tamei, so Rabbi Yehuda says, okay, burn both of them betuma because the korban sibur is not, meaning do both of them be makter, both of them betuma because the korban sibur doesn't get split. The chum omrim hatamei betuma so hatar betara so. The chum say the tamei one is tamei and treated as tamei. The tar one is tar and therefore it remains unaffected. So you see that the same machlokas Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan applies by that which is burnt on the mizbeach. But there's no machlokas whether the tzitz is matzah ala olin. Everyone agrees that the tzitz is matzah ala olin. So how can you say the yisod of this all machlokas is whether the tzitz is matzah on achilos? So that's question number one. Question number two, va'od amar vashi tashama. We have another raya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, afilu shevet echad. Even if only one shevet is tamei, one full shevet is tamei, and all the other shvatim are tar, you still do the karban bituma. You still do the, I assume it's talking about the karban pesach, bituma. Right? This is Gemara Pesachim. Lefisha'im karban sibur chaluk. Karban pesach, even though it's brought by every individual, has elements of karban sibur. So karban sibur is not considered to be, you never split up a karban sibur. Wait a second, if Rabbi Yehuda's whole idea of Ein Korban Sibur Chaluk is all based on the Tzitz Meratza Al Achilos, so what's it talking about? There's no such thing by Tzitz Meratza in that situation when people are Tamei. As Tosfos points out, V'ach Mai Tzitz Meratza Ika Pirush Ha'ina Tzitz Meratza Al Tumas Aguf Kedu Pirush B'Kuntrus Darsh Kaman B'Komitz Rabba Avona Kachemun will say V'lo Avona Makdishim. The Tzitz, as we pointed out before, is only Meratza for Tuma in the carbon. Tzitz is not meratza for tuma in the people who are bringing the carbon, so it's got nothing to do with tzitz meratza. And you still see Rabbi Yehuda sticks with his shita over there that in carbon of sibur chaluk. How can you say that his shita is based on tzitz meratza al achilos? It's not shaykh tzitz being meratza in that situation. Third question on Rav Papa va'od. He's Ahama Ravina. Tashema. Look at our Mishnah. Nitmes achas min achalos. O achas min asadarin. If one of the chalos of the Kivsei Atzeres, or one of the sadarim of the Lechem HaPanah becomes tamei, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Shneyem Yetzu Lebeis HaSreifel Lefi She'ein Karban Tzibur Chaluk. Rabbi Yehuda says they both go to Beis HaSreifa because the Karban Tzibur never gets split. Now, if Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is not because there's some sort of rule that a Karban Tzibur can never be divided, but Rabbi Yehuda's Shita is that the Tzitz is not Meratza Anachilos, so shouldn't he have just said that? He's giving a reason in the Mishnah. Once he's giving a reason, why doesn't he give his real reason? So it must be, he is giving his real reason, and Rav Papa is incorrect. V'im Isa, if Rav Papa was correct, that the reason for Rabbi Yehuda was Eina Tzitz Meratza Al Achilos, Lefish Eina Tzitz Meratza Al Achilos Mibayle. That's what he should have said. That the reason that it's all burnt is because the tzitz is not meratza al achilos, and therefore the entire karban, when you're metame part of it, becomes ruined. So Elam Rabbi Yochanan Limud Aruch Lubepiv Shel Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochanan says, I don't even understand what we were trying to do over here. Rabbi Yehuda taught us. He told us exactly what he meant. Right? It's a Limud Aruch Hu. It's a very clear in Rabbi Yehuda Shita She'im Karban Tzibur Chaluk, that a karban tzibur is not chaluk, and that's the reason that Rabbi Yehuda holds that once part of it becomes tamei, you have to burn all of it. It has nothing to do with ritzoy tzitz or no ritzoy tzitz. Now, we pointed out that Tosfos says that the tzitz is not meratza on tumas haguf. Tzitz is only meratza on tumas hakarban. We said that's a davar pasha, that everyone holds that. Now, why? Why is that true? Why is the tzitz only going to cover situations where the carbon becomes tamei and not where the person becomes tamei? So, in Birei Hadaf, he quotes from the Kovitz Shurim in Chulin, Oslamed Gimel. Kovitz Shurim in Chulin, Oslamed Gimel, Rav Chanan writes that the yisod of the psul of tumas hakarban is different than the yisod of the psul of a kohen who's tamei. The din of a psul in the tumah of the karban is a din psul. It's a din in psulei karbanos, whereas the iser lahakriv, the iser to go and be makriv that karban, is only based on the fact that it is already pasul, that the karban is pasul, and therefore, since the tzitz is meratza on psulim, so the tzitz is meratza on that problem, and therefore, once the problem goes away, it's no longer aser to be makriv the karban, as opposed to the psul of a kohen who's tamei to be makriv. The fact that a kohen who's who's tamei cannot be makriv. The yisod of that is not a psul. It's not that there's a psul in the karban. The yisod of that is a din in iser v'heter. He has the yisod of it. It starts with an iser for the kohen to be makriv. So the psul comes about because of the iser. The iser, once the iser is nidcha, there would be no psul, and therefore you don't need ritzoy tzitz in the situation of the kohen who's tamei when you have rov tzibur, obviously, because then once tumah is dechuyah b'tzibur, so then that becomes nidcha, and then the psul would go away. But it's all based on where it starts. Does it start be ikaro as a psul, or does it start be ikaro as an iser? Okay, new mishnah. Hatoda mefagelas hasalechem v'alechem ena mefagelas hatoda. The toda could be the animal that you bring for the carbon toda can be mefagel the breads of the carbon toda. There are 40 loaves of bread. V'alechem ena mefagelas hatoda, but the bread can't be mefagel the toda. What does that mean? Ketzad shachat es hatoda lechol mimena lemachar hi v'alechem mefugalin. If you shech the carbon toda, and while you shechting the animal, you're thinking you want to eat from that animal, a kazayis from that animal, the next day. Now the halach is by carbon toda, you have that day and that night. You do not have the next day. It is not a carbon shlamim in that sense. You do not have the next day. So therefore, if you have a machshava of chutz l'zmano on the animal itself, not only is the animal pigled, the breads are also pigled. But what if while you shecht it lechol min alechem l'machar, you have in mind not to eat the animal the next day, you have in mind to eat the bread the next day. The bread also may not be eaten the next day. You have in mind to eat the bread chutzal's mano. So then, halacha mufugal, v'atoda ina mufugalas. The bread becomes pigal, but the toda does not become pigal in that case. Says Rashi, what does it mean the toda does not become pigal? Va'ochla ina nosh kares. You're not chayiv kares for eating the toda because the animal itself does not become pigal. Karenora points out, it's Meduyuk and Rashi, when we say the Todah is not Mefugelis, it only means that you're not Chayiv Kares. But the Todah itself is actually Pasul. It's just that you're not Chayiv Kares for it, but you're still not supposed to eat the Todah in that situation. That's what it sounds like Rashi's trying to tell us. Karenora says he doesn't understand where Rashi got this Chiddush. Why would that be the case when the Mishnah says the Todah remains unaffected? Shouldn't it mean the Todah remains unaffected? Why do you say that the Toda becomes puzzled? It's just that it doesn't become pigle. So Sfasema says that since you had a machsheves pigle during the Shechitas HaToda, that itself, while you were working on the Toda, you had a machsheves pigle. Granted, the machsheves pigle wasn't about the Toda, it was about the Lechem, but you were having the machsheves pigle while working on the Toda, that's going to be mefagel, the Toda. Meaning the point is, by every avoda of pigle, there are two elements of every avoda of pigle. There's the fact that the machsheva puzzles and is mefagel the entire karban, and that's what we're saying, that the lechem is not mefagel the toda, but there's also a psul in whatever maisa you're doing. So not only is the machshava effective in the sense that it's going to be mefagel the karban, but it's also whatever you're doing is a psul of maisa. So over here as well, granted, when you're having a machsheves pigle only on the lechem, that doesn't affect the toda, but you're doing it while you're shechting the toda. So that maisa shchita is a pasul of maisa shchita, and therefore it's going to pasul the entire karban. The Ola Shlomo says, based on that, we can explain that which we learned in Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, where he said, "Hikdash shnei bezichon lechol echad min asadarim lemachar." We learned yesterday in the Mishnah that if you makdir the shnei bezichon with having in mind to eat one of the sadarim lemachar, one of the rows of bread, chutzlas manos. Rabbi Yossi says, "Oso achal of oso aseid shchich of lav pigel v'chayavon lav kares v'asheni pasul ve'in bo kares." The one that you add machsheves pigel on, that's pigel. The other one, so I would have said the other one is fine. No, the other one is pasul. Why is the other one pasul? Because of this additional element. Granted, the machsheves pigel doesn't affect the other one that you didn't have the machsheves pigel about, but when you were doing the haktaras abazichin, it was a pasul avoda. You ruined the avoda of with your machshava, and that pasuls the entire karban. That pasuls even the other side, the other loaves of bread as well. So that's how he explains the two elements of a machshava of pigel. Says the Mishnah further, hakvasim mefagel asalachem v'alachem enim mefagel asakvasim. When it comes to the kifsei atzeres, the kvasim are mefagel the bread. The bread is not mefagel the kvasim. Ketzad, what does that mean? So again, hashochin is a kvasim lechol mi'an lemachar heim v'alechem mefugalin. If you shech the kvasim and you have in mind you want to eat the kvasim lemachar, so the bread and the kvasim all become pigel. Lechol halechem lemachar. If you shech the kvasim, having in mind you want to eat the bread lemachar, then halechem mefugal v'kvasim ein mefugalin. Then the bread itself becomes pigel, but the kvasim do not become pigel. Regel. So it says in my time, why is this true? Why is this the case? Two possibilities the Gemara is going to have. First one, it's going to reject. So if you want to say that this is true, that the reason one, it's not a two-way street, that the animal could be mefagal the bread, but the bread can't be mefagal the animal, is based on Rav Kahana, is Dom Rav Kahana, Minayin Lachmei Toda, Shnukru Toda, how do I know Lachmei Toda are also called Karban Toda, Shnemar V'Yikrval Zevecha Toda, Chalos. Well, if that's the case, if Lachmei Toda and Toda are one and the same, then it should be a two-way street. Then just like the Toda is mefagal the Lechem should be mefagal the Toda. So halakasha, Lechem ikri Toda, Toda l'ikri Lechem. So he said, no, that's not a kasha, because the Lechem is called Toda. So therefore, when you mefagal the Toda, the Lechem is included. But the Toda is not called Lechem. So when you mefagal the Lechem, the Toda is not included. So says the Gemara, but still no good. That only explains the Reish of our Mishnah. How do you explain the relationship between the kvasim and the lechem that are brought with them? Is there anywhere lechem hecha ashkan dikri kvasim? Is there anywhere that the lechem that's brought with the kvasim, that they're called kvasim? By the Toda we see that relationship. Fine, that would explain the Reish of the Mishnah. We don't see that relationship between the kvasim and their breads. So how are you going to explain that one? Why it's only that the kvasim are mefagel the lechem, lechem is not mefagel the kvasim. Ella, so says the Gemara, take two. Second possibility. Hainu taima. Lechem galal toda ve'in toda galal lechem. Lechem is brought on account of the toda. The toda is not brought on account of the lechem. Which one is the ikker and which is the tafel? The animal is the ikker, the breads are the tafel. Who told you which is ikker? Which, how does the Gemara know this nevuah that the animal is the ikker? So Rashi says, lechem galal toda, toda ikker ve'lechem tafel, dishchitas toda mekadsha lechem. It's the shchit of the toda that's mekadesh the breads. Because I'm reading Perikatoda, Yaakov. The lechem only becomes kadosh with the shechit of the zevach, and so too v'chein lechem glal kvasim shechitas kvasim mekadshim lelechem berakat cheles. We're going to see later on as well. The same is true that the shechit of the kvasim is mekadesh the lechem. Lechem glal the kvasim, vein kvasim glal the lechem. The lechem comes about as on account of the kvasim and not vice versa. Utsrichi, and why do I need both cases then? Why do I need both cases mentioned in the Mishnah if it's this is glal that and the animals are the ikker and the breads are the tafel? It's true in both cases. Diashmin Toda, had it only told me about the Toda, I would say hasam hudu mefagel lechem lo mefagel toda. I would say that's where you could be mefagel the lechem without being mefagel the toda, because they're not so connected. Mishum dlo husku zelza betnufa. You don't need to wave them together by the carbon toda. Aval kvasim dusku but when it comes to the kvasim, the kivsei atzeres, the tenufa is done together. You take the keves and the loaves of bread and you wave them at the same time. So since they need to be done together, the waving of them needs to be done together, so I would think that that it has to be a two-way street. When you mefagel part of it, the other part also becomes pigel. So tricha, that's why we need to be told both cases. Now, why don't you just have the second case, not the first case? Okay, that the Gemara doesn't flesh out. It just says why you need the second case once you have the first case already. Now, the Rashash asks a very strong kasha. The Rashash and Sadi Dalid, later on in the Masechta, asks that in both Rashi there in Daftadi Dalid and in the Rambam in Maaser Kabbanos Perek Tes Halacha Zayin, it's very clear that even by the Toda they would wave the Lachmei Toda together with the Toda. So the Gemara's whole chiluk over here is that no, they're not waving the when it comes to the Kivsei Atzeres, so the Keves and the Lachem are waved together, but by the Lachmei Toda, no, the Toda and the Lachem aren't waved together, so you would think they're not so connected. That's why they're not so connected. But Rashi and the Rambam both say that they are waved together. So how can Rashi and the Rambam say that it's against this Gemara? So the Brisker Rav points out that you have to say that even though practically they're waved together, but still by the Toda, the din of Tanufa on the Toda is one din, and the din of Lechem, of the Tanufa of the Lechem, is another din. Meaning they are two separate Mechayvim, they are two separate Chiyuvim, even though practically they end up being done together. As opposed to the waving of the Kivsei Atzeres, that is one Mechayev, it's one Mitzvah. And Briskrav, obviously you have to have Rayas, but this is a primary Raya. That when the Gemara says that by the Kivsei Atzeres it is waved together, by the Lechem Toda it's not, the Gemara is speaking in Lumda sits together, not in practicality. In practicality, they're both together. In Lundus, the Lach Metoda are not together, meaning it's not the same halacha that's a mechayev, the two of them, even though practically they're done together. You got to say something, because Rashi and the Rambam are furish against this Gemara. Okay, says Gemara Vayter. Baimina Rav Lazar Mirav. Hashochet has told the lechel kazayis memeno umi lach melamachar mahu. What if a person shaks the carbon toda, having in mind that he wants to eat a kazayis, but not from the... We know what the din would be if he wants to eat a kazayis of the carbon toda lemachar, that the Mishnah said would be mefagal everything. If he wants to eat a kazayis of only the lechem lemachar, we said that would only be mefagal the lechem, not the toda. What if he wants to eat a half a zayis of each? So then what becomes pigul? What's the din? So levkule toda lami bayli. In terms of being mefagal the toda itself, that's not a shayla, because hashta kula milach melam mefagal mimen. It doesn't make sense. If you would eat it all from a full kazayis from the bread, which is a full-fledged machshava, that would not be mefagel the toda. So when you're only going to eat a half a kazayis of each, it's definitely not going to be mefagel the toda. Kikami bayli lefkule lechem. One, no, is this going to be enough to be mefagel the lechem? You didn't have a machshava of a full kazayis on any part. So mi mitstar for toda lefkule lechem alo. Is the toda mitstarif with the lechem to make up a full kazayis in order to be mefagel the lechem or not? So in this case also, the bread becomes pigle, the animal itself, though, does not become pigle. Why don't we say the following kal v'chomer? Umah ha-mefagel ein mispagel. If that which is mefagel, meaning the carbon, the toda itself, the animal, doesn't become pigel, so habol lefagel v'lo pigel, ein odin shelo yispagel. So the lechem, which is weaker than the toda itself, that's bol lefagel v'lo pigel. When it tries to be mefagel the carbon toda, it can't. So all the more so, it shouldn't become pigel by having a half a kazayis of it involved. That's the it's a strange way to say a kal v'chomer, but that's what we're saying, that normally the animal is stronger. The animal can be mefagel the lechem. Lechem can't be mefagel the animal. So if that which is stronger doesn't be, now they're on equal footing in this case. You have a half a kazayis of each. So if that which is stronger and has the ability to become pigel doesn't become pigle, that has the ability now to become pigle and make everything else pigle, and yet it doesn't become pigle in this case. So that which is weaker, all the more so, should not become pigle in this case. So says Gemara, mi amrim kal v'chomer ki agavna. Do we ever say such a kal v'chomer in this type of case? V'atanya, we have a brisa ma'isa be'echad shezara karmo shel chaveru smadar. A person plants in his friend's vineyard when his friend's vineyard had just very tiny growths of grapes. It was still very small. Tos points out it doesn't really have to be very small. The point is that we're dealing with a case where the grapes grew plenty after this guy planted Zra'im in his friend's vineyard. So basically, he created a situation of Kilei Akarim in his friend's vineyard. And the Chachamim said that the Gefanim are Mutter. So why should the Gefanim be Mutter? If we're going to say this kind of Kal V'Chomer, there should be a reason that the Gefanim should be Aser. Because you should say, Umaha Oser Eino Ne'asar. If that which asers, meaning the grapes which aser, do not become aser, habola esar ve'lo asar, the zra'im which try to aser but do not have the ability to aser the grapes, eino din shelo yisasar, they themselves should for sure not become aser. So why is it that we say the zra'im are aser and the grapes are mutter? If we say such a kal v'chomer in the style that we just said it, then the zra'im also should be mutter. So it says, no, that's different. Hachi Ashta, Hasam Kanvas Velufas Ratora. By Kilei Akarim, I'll stick with Rashi's Pshat for right now. The only thing that's Asr Mida Orais in Kilei Akarim is Kanvas Veluf. Normally, other types of zra'im, other types of grains, anything else you plant in a kerem, is only asr midrabbanon mitam kilei kerem. So we're dealing with the case of kilei kerem midrabbanon, not midaraisa. And therefore, shar zra'im midrabbanon udasiri. Haida avadi sura kansura abanon. Haida lavadi sura lo kansura abanon. So the guy who did the yisr, who went into his friend's field and decided to plant zra'im, he, we're going to make a knas on, and we're going to make his stuff asr. The guy whose vineyard was attacked, was sabotaged, he didn't do anything wrong, so we're not going to make this knas midrabanon on him. But typically this kal v'chomer would work. It's an appropriate kind of kal v'chomer. It's just that in that situation, that particular situation, we were only dealing with the rabbanons, so by the rabbanons we could play around with it. We could say that it's only a knas on he who did something wrong. Now this idea, kanvus falufas v'torah, so I told you, shittas Rashi, all times we shittas Rambam, is that those are the only zra'im that the Torah asers in Kilei Akarim. Anything else is not aser. There are two other shittas, however. The Tosos, Dibra Maschel v'Yetiru, and the Melech HaShlomo, Klai, and Perek Beis Mishneh, sounds like Tosos says that the kanvus falufas v'torah means that other than the Chamisha Mine Dagan, the only type of Kilei Akarim Midaraisa is kanvus v'luf. These types of, what are kanvas v'luf? I'm not sure exactly what they are, but Rashi says they grow similar to a kerem, and that's why they are particularly problematic in a kerem. But whatever it is, it's not coming to tell me that the chamesh mine dagon are not aser. No, those are for sure aser. The chamesh mine dagon are definitely aser. It's just that it's telling me, in addition to chamesh mine dagon, the only other thing that's aser midaraisa is kanvas v'luf. That's shita satosos. There's a third shita, the shita betzes in Ospeis and Ostalit over here on the page, says that all of Zrayim are aser midaraisa. When the Gemara says kanvas v'luf aser Torah, it's saying bitmia. Kanvas v'luf aser Torah? Why, you think only the Torah only aser is kanvas for love and nothing else? Everything is asr in the Torah. Right, you think it's kanvas for love as the Torah? Shazra midrabanan? Of course not. It's all asr in the Torah. That's how Shidun Gvetzes understands it. Obviously, according to Shidun Gvetzes, you have to re-explain the entire pshat in the Gemara, but we don't have time for that. So it says Gemara Vayter, V'ika d'masin la'kvasim. Some have the entire previous conversation that we just had about the lach metoda, they have it about the lechem and the kvasim of atzeres. So the next 15 lines of Gemara are a complete repeat, just having the conversation about kvasim instead of about lach metoda. So it's good dafyomi lines. What if you shech the keves, having in mind that you want to eat a half a kezayis of the keves and a half a kezayis of the lechem, lemachar, chutzlzmano? So if kule kvasim lo kamibayli, to be mefagel the actual keves, that's not a shayla. Hasha kule milachem lo mefagli, mehenu milachem nimbayi. If you have a full-fledged machshav of a kezayis of lechem lemachar, it's not going to be mefagel the keves. So a half a kezayis here, half a kezayis there is for sure not going to be mefagel the keves. Kikami bayli levkule lechem. The whole shaila is about being mefagel the bread. Mimit starfi kvasim levkule lechem olo. Can the kvasim and the lechem, the machshava and a half a kezayis of each, be mitstarif in order to be mefagel the lechem or not? Amalei af bezu alechem mefugel vakvasim enem mefugalin. So we say, oh, no, the bread becomes pigel, the lechem doesn't. Vamai le mekal vachomer. Why don't we say it's a kal vachomer? Umah mefagelenu mispagel. Habal lefagel velo pigelenu din shlo yispagel. Same kal v'chomer. So says Gemara, no, mi amrin kal v'chomer ki agavna, do we say such kal v'chomers? V'atanya, mai sebechet shezoro karmo shel chaveru smadar, v'amai lema kal v'chomer. So what did we say the halacha was, that the grapes remained mutter, but the zrayim became asr, but why don't we say similar kal v'chomer, ma osarinu nesar, bal nesar, v'lo osarinu din shelo yis asar? Same question. So Gemara says, same answer, hachi ashta, hasam kanvas v'lof asr tar shazra midrabanan hu dasiri, hada avari sura kansur rabanan, dal avari sura lo kansur rabanan. Since we're only dealing with Klai Midrabanan, we only make the Knas Midrabanan on the guy who did the Isser, the guy who planted the Zrayim. We don't make Knas Midrabanan on the guy who didn't do anything wrong, who didn't do an Isser, who Nebuch, his poor vineyard, was sabotaged. Aval Hacha Lema Kav L'Chomer. But in the case of the Kvasim and the Lechem that goes along with it, so then we can say this Kav L'Chomer, and therefore the Lechem becomes Piggle in a case where you are shochet the keves with a machshava to eat a chati zayis of the keves and a chati zayis of the lechem, chutz lizmano. So basically, we had the same halacha taught in both contexts, both in terms of the toda and its lechem, and the keves and its lechem. So man de masnila toda, the one who says this halacha in regards to the toda, that the lechem itself becomes piggle in that situation where you have a machshava of a chati zayis from the lechem and a chati zayis from the animal, well, kolshken akva. Then for sure it's going to be true in the situation of the kvasim. Why for sure? The Gemara is going to say, "Umad masla kvasim, kvasim uduskul zelaze letenufa avotod lahuskul zelaze betenufa lo." If you say that it's by the kvasim the lechem, if you taught this conversation in regards to the kvasim, that that's where the lechem is going to become pigel. Maybe that's only because the kvasim are much more connected to their breads than the toda is to its bread. Why? Like we said in Amud Aleph, because by the kvasim you do the tenufa of the bread and the animal at the same time. So if it's very connected to its bread, maybe that's where we're going to say pigle. But when it's not, maybe that's where we're going to say a chatzi zayis of each is mitzdarif, because they're like one unit, and therefore it's like having a machshava of a full kazayis. That's when it's going to be mefagel the lechem. But in a situation of the lachmi toda, where the breads are not so connected to the animal, so then maybe in that situation, a machshava and a chatzi zayis of each would not be mefagel the lechem. So that might be the machlokas between the two versions of the Gemara, of what the Gemara had the conversation about. First version will assume that both by the Kvasim and by the Toda, the Lechem does become Pigel. Second version will assume that it's only by the Kvasim that the Lechem becomes Pigel, not by the Toda that the Lechem becomes Pigel. Rabbi Abba Zuti Bai Lahachi. Rabbi Zuta asked the following Shaila, new issue. Bai Mir Rabbi Lazar Mirav. There are two kvasim. Let's say you shecht a keves, but okay, so what do you bring on atzeres? Two kvasim and two breads, right? Shteil lechem and two kvasim. So now, you shecht the keves and you have in mind not any, you don't say I'm having in mind to eat the other keves lemachar, nor do you say you're having in mind to eat the bread lemachar. All you say I'm having in mind is to eat chaveiro, the friend of this keves lemachar. So mahu, what's the din? Now, if it was only on the bread, so then the bread would become pigle, the keves would not become pigle. If it's on the if we assume you meant the other keves, well, then everything's going to become pigle. So what's the din? What do we assume chavero means in this context when you bring two things together with this? Chavero keves mashma v'lo mefagel? Is chavero reference to the other keves? I'm sorry, then it's not mefagel. It's not mefagel. From one keves to the other is not mefagel. I apologize. One keves to the other is not mefagel. Odilma lechem mashma mefagelei. Or maybe we say no. Chaveru means the lechem, because we said that if you shecht one of the kvasim lechem mechaveru lemachar, they're both kosher because a matir is not mefagel the other matir, right? That we had earlier. So matir is not mefagel another matir. But or maybe we assume you meant on the bread and therefore you're mefagel the bread. So I'm late to nisua shecht lechem min kvasim lechem mimenu lemachar. Who pigle v'chaveru kosher? Lechel mechaveru lemachar? Shneim ksherim. The lashon that we had of having a machshava on the other keves was mechaveru. So it sounds like mechaveru means the other keves. Alma chaveru keves mashma. Gemara says that's not a raya. Dilma v'parish v'amar chaveru keves. We don't know that that's the case. Maybe we're talking about where you explicitly said chaveru keves. But really, when you just say chaveru and you don't say chaveru keves, maybe it's talking about the lechem, and only the lechem would become pigle in that situation. We wouldn't say that it goes off scot-free. Okay, we'll pick up from the Mishnah tomorrow.